Hero Worship, written by Palm Violet, read by Chaos Guild. I know what you want to ask, so ask. Eddie says this without looking at them, really. She can't blame him. Can't blame him for the twisted up expression on his face, the same way she feels deep inside. Victor's disappeared back into the venue, taking all that he represents. And that's not fair, is it, that he's taken to represent something just because of back inside with him, leaving them out in the hot air. She looks at Steve. If Steve knows anything, what does Steve know? What does Steve see in Victor's face, the smattering of sarcoma on his jaw? Robin can't fucking work him out. This is a problem, that she can't work him out. His eyes follow her like he likes her, like he likes her. But then again, she doesn't know, because that's never really happened to her before. And this is Steve. This is Steve Harrington. This isn't the kind of guy who falls for a lesbian because, what, they got involuntarily high together in a Russian base miles underground? Finally, she has to ask, because Steve won't ask, and Eddie sounds like he wants them to ask. What's wrong with him? The virus, the fucking virus. You know what that means? She nods. She does. Another look at Steve, whom Eddie's been staring at all along, staring like he wants to tear a hole in his skull with his eyes. And then a look at her hands, because she knows what it means. And maybe it's not her problem exactly, but it also is her problem. It's a problem she's buying into in giving herself space to exist. Eddie's hiding his face behind his hair. He says, I need a drink too. Steve jolts out of some kind of stupor as Eddie leaves, calls after him, Eddie. But Eddie's gone. They stand in silence for a moment. They can hear the music through the wall. Robin's skin itches. She can't bear to look at Steve and doesn't know whether he's looking at her. All the euphoria of the show's kind of faded away now. The jolt of excitement she got in tune with Steve's own grin as they recognized Careless Whisper, strung out on Eddie's shiny guitar. He's good. Eddie's fucking good, and he's here, part of a world so much larger than she'd imagined, and also so much sadder. It can't possibly be that way, she'd thought, reading The Well of Loneliness, reading The Price of Salt. It can't be that tragic. And yet, Steve, she says eventually, when the silence has gone on too long. This is the moment, isn't it? The moment where he turns to her with that King Steve curl to his lip, and all the progress they've made doesn't mean anything at all. But he looks at her, face curiously blank in the dim light. He says, I know you hate it, but do you mind if I smoke? She swallows. Okay, fine. He steps away from her, doing her a courtesy, maybe. She remembers the elevator escapades and drunken flashes, the room swinging, the walls spinning, the air pulsing with color and shape and sound in ways it shouldn't, ways it makes her nauseous to recall. And through it all, Steve's eyes, soft brown eyes. He lights his cigarette and she watches the glow at the end as he inhales and takes it out of his mouth and exhales. He says, that is really good, huh? What? I mean, yeah, Steve, he's good, but... He looks at her. You want to talk about it? I don't know exactly what there is to talk about. I don't even know what you're implying when you say that, even, like, what is there to talk about? She's aware her breathing has picked up. She flaps a hand and then presses herself back into the brickwork, knowing she's making it obvious, knowing she's making it worse. He looks so fucking cool and calm there, is the thing. He danced along to Careless Whisper, shouted out the lyrics with all the rest of the crowd like he belonged there, like he made sense there, caught her eyes in the middle of it with a grin. She says, "You know what Eddie meant, right? Like, you do realize I know what the virus is." Cool words, perhaps cold, except they come out soft and hesitant. She peers at him. "So, what are you..." "I'm saying..." He throws up a hand. "I don't know. I guess if I'm saying anything, it's that... it's brave, you know? To walk around with a marker like that. Just waiting for someone to notice you. For people to, you know, to be shitty in response." "It's brave?" Her voice trembles. "Rob, what did you think I'd say?" A silence. "Let's not forget you're Steve fucking Harrington." "No." He looks down. "I guess no one ever can." "Steve." He sits down on the asphalt, uncaring of his clean pressed jeans. After a moment she moves to sit down too. The sidewalk is sun-warmed and dusty. He says, "No, I know it's not..." "Yeah, I get it. I do think that it's brave, that it's... I mean, I guess it's the hardest possible thing to do, right? Not to give up what everyone's, like, saying you should be giving up. Just living your life for a little longer while you still can." She stares at him. Stares at him so long, pressure builds behind her eyes and they begin to sting, and her throat goes all claggy as she says softly, "Shit, Steve."
"What?"
She squeezes her eyes shut, feels the stupid fucking fragile path of a tear running down her cheek. "You know that shit I said, underground in the Russian base? About Clique's class and you with your fucking bagel and hair and the sense of constant attention." He doesn't say anything, letting her finish. God, but she doesn't want him to let her finish. It's the moment to say it, but she doesn't want to say it, or can't say it, but wants to, or something. Or something. "It wasn't you I was obsessed with. I mean, it was, but not in the sense that... I was jealous. God, I was jealous, and yeah, I guess maybe it was something to do with what you represent, the two of you, something totally breakfast club about it, but also she... I mean, she wouldn't stop staring at you." Steve doesn't say anything. That's maybe the most frightening thing of all. Still, she's in this now. "Tammy Thompson. I wanted her to look at me, but she couldn't pull her eyes away from you and your stupid hair." She looks at him, at his hair. It's messier than usual, frizzed up from all the energy of a metal concert, all the sorts of places she never thought she'd find him, all the sorts of things she never thought he'd do. "And I didn't understand, because you would get bagel crumbs all over the floor, and you asked dumb questions, and you were a douchebag, and you didn't even like her, and I would go home and just scream into my pillow." Nothing. Still nothing. She can't even read the look in his eyes. It's too dark. "So, yeah, there it is, the hardest possible thing to do." Oh. Holy shit, he says. Finally, he gets it. Holy shit, she repeats, shoveling herself back into the wall, digging her fingertips into her knee. What a place to tell him. A place where it's screaming out at them from the faces of others, what she is, what she can be. It's fucking scary, but it also feels like she can't claim it yet, not without getting it out there. And she finds she wants to share in it. She wants to feel like she's really here. Then suddenly, Steve shrugs.
I mean, yeah, Tammy Thompson, she's cute and all, but like, as far as gay awakenings go...
He swallows around the words, said lightly, if uncomfortably, but the discomfort's more lack of practice than anything else.
She's, you know, a total dad.
She stares at him. She's not. And also not my gay awakening, Steve. I'm not going to give either you or her that much credit.
She's a dad. She wants to be, like, a singer. She wants to move to, like, Nashville and shit.
She has dreams. And look at where we are. We can't, you know... I think it's totally unfair to judge someone on musical aspirations when...
Yeah, but Eddie's actually good. Tammy can't even hold a tune. I mean, she's practically tone deaf. Have you heard her?
Robin laughs despite herself, more of an outpouring of nervous relief than anything else. And here Steve is still talking. All the time. And now he's imitating her, crooning out some batshit rendition of Total Eclipse of the Heart, Muppet style. His best attempt at a Kermit impression, which isn't even accurate, really, she hates to admit it. The two of them singing under city smog, night sky, summer. The beginning. It feels like a beginning. She cries too, when they're done joking around. Just a few stupid tears, raw because she is here and this is what it's like. Maybe she doesn't want to be brave, but...
Do you really think that?
She whispers.
That it's brave?
Yeah, I do. Like, knowing yourself and who you are and putting yourself out there. It's easy when you're a stupid douchebag smug like me, like I was, chasing girls in perms who don't expect anything different. There's just this whole world out there, you know? There's this whole other world. It just makes you wonder.
Makes you wonder what? He just smiles, lit orange in the light.
You're really fucking cool, you know that, right?
I'm literally snotting right now, but okay.
Happens to the best of us.
And he passes her a tissue.